Hello, happy site owners, and welcome to the Blogate Site Success Interview Series. I'm your host, Mayanna, and today my guest is Michelle Guajardo. Hey, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mayanna. How are you?
I'm good. And Michelle and I recently took our site through a full audit and a bunch of cleanup, and we're going to share what that was like. But before we get into it, tell us a little more about yourself so folks can know where you're coming from and your site experience.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well, my name is Michelle, but online I'm Mimi. I'm the owner and solopreneur of the Texas Homemaker. I live in Central Texas with my husband and one fur baby. I've had several blogs and online businesses over the last few years, but really the most recent one I have right now is the Texas Homemaker, and I'm currently in the middle of rebranding. So I'll be focused all on organizing your life, both your personal life and your entrepreneurial life. So that's what my new focus will be.
Wow, that's a big jump.
Yes.
That's a really big jump. But, you know, you've learned so much. I think your next endeavor is going to benefit from all that you've learned from all the
I'm really excited about it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Well, tell us what prompted you to get an audit in the first place.
Well, I've always been a little worried about security and knew that it was really important, but I'm not technical enough to really kind of get into the back end of WordPress. And I had hired several WordPress gurus who said they were gurus in the past, and I didn't have any real luck with that. And I actually came across you by accident in a Facebook group where you had posted a link to one of your articles on WordPress and plugins, and that kind of triggered me to go look more about who you were and what service you had to offer.
Well, that's great, and you know, it's so funny to me when I ask people how they found me, they're just like, I don't remember. I was doing something else or came across something. You wouldn't believe how common that is, that people can't even remember how they found me. So,
right.
And those groups, you know, we're going to talk about that with some of these groups too, the advice that you get in there and people who say they're gurus and how hard it is to vet folks. So we're going to talk about that in a moment. But for the audit itself, were you really surprised by what we found in there?
So I was surprised by the plug-in findings and which ones were spam and bot and hack magnets and kind of resource hogs. So when we did the full-blown audit, that's where I was really kind of surprised by that.
Well, let me ask you, where did you get the referral for some of these plugins that you were using?
When I first started, a lot of them I just did, you know, went to the WordPress directory and tried to do some research there. Of course, I installed Jetpack as a default, like most WordPress beginners do. Being members of Facebook groups that are related to bloggers, I was taking recommendations on what some of those bloggers were recommending, and I've even been in some courses where recommendations were for certain plugins, and when you completed the audit, some of those recommended plugins in those courses were actually some of the ones that were spam and bot magnets and even resource hogs, and the resource hog piece of that was really surprising to me.
Yeah, and that's, you know, let everybody take that to heart about how to vet the people who are telling you. Because so many people, especially those gurus with groupies, and they know who they are. They know who I'm talking about if they're listening to this, because I've called them out on a lot of it, is they all look at features, or they all just go on reports from other people just looking at features. And very few people go in and see the performance hit or the security hit and that kind of thing. So if you're only looking at fashion and never looking at function, you get into a lot of trouble with performance and get even hacked or spam more too, don't you?
Yeah, you were the only one that I had worked with up until now that even showed me, you know, kind of like, here's the baseline benchmark that we're going to take on how fast your site loads. And then when you did the cleanup and we came in on the back end and what that looked like, you were the only one that even showed me how to do that, what sites you used, the only one that provided screenshots and really tried to educate me as a business owner.
Actually, all those things are things you found out that you could do yourself at any time too, right?
Right, knowing, and I know now that I can do them. I didn't even know it was possible that those options existed until I started working with you.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of it, is to educate you, because you can't be that hands-off owner. And it's no good if I go in there and just do a bunch of stuff and never show you the results, nor can I show you the measurement of all the changes and how they actually do work. And that's really important to say you're investing your money, not only in your education, but in making a change and knowing why. Because there are
exactly.
things that you still had to keep on there that are a little bit of a resource hog. But you're willing
right.
to take
right.
that hit because you've got return on investment for those, right?
Right. And that was the important thing to understand, is even though, you know, one or two plugins were, like you said, going to take the hit, they were things that I needed because they integrated, you know, with my my mail provider or my subscription provider, and things that on the back end is what's going to help me increase my subscribers, or, you know, my tribe, so to speak. And so I was willing to take the hit because the ROI, like you said, was more important.
Mm-hmm. So what I think the thing I'm trying to help people understand, and by you saying this, is it's not any one plugin, it's the whole of it.
Right, right. It's to see how that puzzle fits together, and what happens when you take a piece out, or when you have to put two pieces back in, and what does that look like.
Mm-hmm. And only a side audit's going to show you that kind of thing, because you can't see this from within WordPress. There's just no way
right.
to know. And that whole puzzle, there's no way to separate it out. If you get something like the P3 plugin profiler, then it's, you know, it's a performance plugin, performance profiler. I think that's where the three P's come from. And they're not going to show you what you saw in this audit. You know, it's going to give you false readings, like the Yoast SEO plugin is taking up a lot of resources. No, it's not. Not really. Not in reality. It's the way that that thing weights it from within WordPress. And so you
right.
got a whole different picture from this audit to make an educated decision about what to do and what to keep and what to let go, right?
Right, and it helped me prioritize what I really wanted to keep based on what my desire for the future looked like.
Mm-hmm. All based on your goals. So that's
right.
a good thing. Now, we also had issues with your backup, because you hired me to do some of the technical work, and I'm not going to work without a safety net, and if I can't get my own backup the way I do it to run, then we need to rely on yours. And all of a sudden, that was the litmus test, wasn't it, that you didn't
right.
You didn't feel so comfortable with the backup solution you had anymore.
Right, and that was part of the other issue, was that the three WordPress, and I'll put in quotes, gurus that I had hired before you, none of them could get any backup plugin to work. In fact, they were just like, well, let's try this. And I'm thinking, you don't just try something, you know. It's not a cake that you can, you know, throw the cake out if it fails, right? And so for a while, I didn't really have a backup solution that was automated. I mean, I could go and hit, you know, the backup button, but I had also never tried to back it up or to restore it on my own. And so after working with you, I prayed a lot, please let the backup solution work, because I was actually scared about having to do it on my own without a technical person. And you really tried several things, and you were able to get the backup solution working and automated, and you actually tested it, which was a huge relief to me for someone who knew the importance of it but didn't have the technical expertise to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was very much appreciative that you worked so hard to get that functional.
Yeah, and cleaned up a lot of their efforts too, because some of those backup plugins, and this is true of a lot of plugins, when you delete them, they don't come out so cleanly, that they leave little orphan stuff everywhere, either files or maybe in the database. And cleaning up all their previous efforts too took a lot out of
right.
the site.
And that was the other thing that kind of surprised me, was when you delete a plugin and it says clean everything up, you're assuming that the programmer did what they needed to do and they clean up those orphans. And what I found just by working with you is I had a whole orphanage full of all kinds of little orphans.
Yeah, you did.
So
it took a lot of bulk out, just cleaning the closet out, so to speak. It took a
right.
lot of bulk out of your site and out of your database too.
Right.
Well, we also had to take a look at your hosting situation as well. That wasn't good either, was it?
No, it wasn't. And I had known kind of going into it that I was ready to make a switch. And then when I started doing research, you know, from you from that initial Facebook post, you had another article about the host that I had used, and it was not specifically my host, but it was like the top 10 best hosts to use. And the one I used, you know, some of the big wigs making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a month are touting this host. And what we found from your experience was that it really was kind of a resource hog. Their support wasn't really good, and it wasn't what somebody like me needed. And so after kind of going through that list and talking with you, the one that I chose to go with has the best support literally I've seen. They migrated my content from the old host to the new host for free with really no glitches, you know, and so I feel much better about the option that we went with for the new host.
And you got numbers on them. I mean, this is backed up by data. It's not just how you feel about it. And of course, you know, you experience the difference in support, so that makes a lot of difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when we did the baseline, you know, right before we moved everything over, and then the baseline once everything was migrated and all of the security things that you had done in the back end, you could see the numbers right there on the graph about how fast the images were loading or how fast this was loading and, you know, all of those technical things that we don't really think about a lot as solopreneurs.
Right. There's a lot of things you can throw at your site just to make up for a slow host.
Right, right.
So you're not even getting the benefit of all the work that you're doing to make it faster because your host is dragging everything down. And, you know, there are a lot of people, and some of them are big. There are a couple of gurus that I do consider gurus for what they do, but not some of the technical stuff. And, you know, they are so locked in to their affiliation with certain things.
Yep.
And making literally tens of thousands of dollars a month, you know, $30,000, $40,000 a month from these affiliations. They're too locked in now to back out.
Oh, sure. And to me, as a business owner, integrity is a huge thing for me. And I had somebody reach out to me who was looking for a mentor. And I said, sure. And we met, and I started recommending my affiliates and telling what I had experienced. And then I had recommended my original host. And then I read the article, and I really sat here and I thought, well, she could, you know, click on that link and I could make my $5 or whatever it was. And the more I thought about it, I was like, I can't do that. I want a business that's based on integrity. And I sent her a Facebook message and I said, look, I know I just told you about this and I gave you my affiliate link, but here's an article that I really want you to go and read about the one I just recommended. And here's another article about the one I'm moving to.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, wow, you know, thanks kind of thing. And she had been struggling with, you know, a whole bunch of issues on her website in itself. And so she was looking to move. But I, even though I could have made money, I felt better knowing that I was recommending proof that, you know, the one I had wasn't the right one for me. But I wanted her to also have the data that she could make those decisions for herself.
Right. And I had to publicly get out of endorsing hosts for that reason, because it's too volatile now. And it was coming back on me that if I had recommended a host, someone by proxy basically associated that with me, saying it's my fault mm-hmm. in some way, even though it's not. And it's too volatile
right.
thing. And I was losing my reputation over it. And, you know, if you didn't trust me before, trust me now when I say I put my money where my mouth is. That was a five-figure-a-year decision for
right.
me to do that. I mean, it cost me to get out of that real money. It wasn't $5. It was quite a bit more. And
right.
so, but I had to do it to keep my integrity.
The reputation and integrity is all we have going into it. At the end of the day, I think just like you said, you made a decision to do without that revenue. But on the back end, I think it shows who you are and that you aren't just about making the $50,000 a month, that you really do care about the people that you work with and that you want their sites to be successful and you want our businesses to be successful. And that right there spoke more volumes to me about your integrity than anything else that, you know, that I've learned so far. And I've referred you to everybody who will listen. In fact, the person that I was mentoring, I said, you know, if you really want help with your site and cleaning it up, this is the lady you need to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mayanna is the one that's, you know, she'll tell you if she knows it, she'll tell you if she don't. She will step you through it and make sure you understand how to build your house from the back end. And so I'm not just saying that because I'm on this, you know, this call with you. I really do believe that you've provided a service for me to be more secure
mm-hmm.
and safe with my intellectual capital for my company.
Right. And the main thing is, it is intellectual capital. It is your money. It is your mm-hmm. store online, even if that's just intellectual capital, if that's what you're trading here. You don't have a
right.
service necessarily or a product, but this is it, and this is where your money is, and it's got to be right, and it's got to be safe, and it's worth investing in.
Right. Yeah, that's the other thing is, you know, so many times we hear online, what's the free this and what's the free that? And as a business owner, you want to get as much as you can for free, but free doesn't make it right. And if you're not willing to invest in yourself and your business, then as a business owner, maybe you need to rethink that, because I don't have a lot of free money just sitting around waiting for me to spend. So every dollar I spend, I have to make it worth my while. And quite frankly, if I'd have found you a year ago, I'd have saved about $1,000 in all of these gurus that I hired, you know, for $200 here and $200 there. If I'd have just came to you first, I would have saved all that money up front, and I would have had it right a year ago.
Right. And you know, gotten all that performance benefit, the SEO benefit,
oh, yeah.
the whole thing, and your business might look very differently this year.
Well, and peace of mind and comfort. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
peace of mind and comfort is huge too. So yeah, we want SEO and we want, you know, speed and all of those things. But if I'm not comfortable with, you know, knowing that my business is safe, it could load 100 times faster than it does now. But if it's full of spam and bot and all of these other things, and it doesn't have a clean backup, then I don't have peace of mind.
Mm-hmm. And that's priceless. You know, that's priceless.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had another client that I saved her $2,400 a year in hosting, because
wow.
the host answer to it was, you know, with all the bot attacks and the performance and overages and whatever, is to keep upping her hosting to the point they put her on a dedicated box. And
wow.
and she came down, you know, radically from that. It was a difference of $2,400. She said, I could have taken a really, really nice vacation in Maui
sure.
for what I was
right.
paying for hosting if I had just found you. And, you know, something, a $200, $175, $200 audit saved all that. So it's not about how much it costs, it's how much you save and how
yep.
much more business you get. And every site audit client I've got instantly saw more business. They were instantly making more money.
Yeah, and you have to invest in that, because especially if you sell a product
mm-hmm.
and or you have some kind of commerce and you get hacked, it's not just your intellectual capital, it's what, you know, we don't know what could happen to them weaving their way into your client base or your email list or who knows what. And so it's about protecting your subscribers and your clients and your customers at the same time. You know, I was on another Facebook group today, and this woman was on there, and she said, you know, at this point I have to laugh to stop from crying, because I had backups in place that I never tested, and I literally lost 4.5 years of my business gone in one, you know, blink of an eye, and I literally have to rebuild my site from the ground up after 4.5 years of slaving in it. And part of me was like, wow, I feel sorry for that lady. And then the other part of me was like, wow, glad I found Mayanna, because I trust that my backup is working the way it was intended to work, and I know it's restorable.
I think some people would be shocked. The top three plugins that are always recommended, every post I see about backups, it has these top three plugins in it. You need to go look at how to restore. It's not just about your backup, it's how to
yeah.
restore. And one of those top three has no restoration, none. They send you
my
over
mouth
to,
hit the I'm sorry, I didn't mean to run over you, but my mouth hit the ground when you told me about those top three that you're mentioning. That there was no restore or problems restoring or didn't work with my host. I was just stupefied by the whole thing. I couldn't even believe it.
Right, and thinking you had a backup the whole time.
Yeah,
and yeah, you may have the files, but you have no way to recover them. and no way to restore them. And one of those, you know, you think you're taking a full backup, and the only way to restore it is to take the full backup plus the database backup and manually put them back together. And most people aren't even doing that. They're not taking both, nor would they know how to manually put them back together. And it's a top-rated plugin.
So, right, and that's where I was going with it. Is you, I could have had those things, but if you said manual backup to me, I would have been like, I don't even know who to call. But now I do. If somebody said you have to manually back that up, I'll be calling you saying, can you help me do it?
Right. Well, and we don't have to do that. I mean, you know, fortunately, we've got you on a better solution altogether, where they have fantastic support. And that's something, again, you don't want to go free. Not with this, because look at all the work that person had. In a blink of an eye, all that's gone. So it's not just the site is gone and she has to rebuild it. She's losing business the entire time it's down, plus all that SEO. Every link that she had is now broken everywhere.
Yeah.
And
it's
so,
like starting over.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well. And yes, you've got your audience maybe in your email list, but have fun with everything else that you had gained over all that time. So and plus, if you're hacked, Google could slap a penalty on you and put up a warning that you lose all business, and have fun recovering from some of that. That takes a while,
right,
too. So on that domain, even if you rebuild the site, it's on the domain itself, and it gets blacklisted. Have fun with that. And that could be months for you to recover from all of that, if ever.
Right.
And so, you know, this is not the place. When you add up the thousands and thousands of dollars you're losing, paying $100 a year, or 55, come on guys, 55 a year for backup is peanuts compared to what you're going to lose. So yeah, get out of that mindset. Like you were saying, business owner mindset is what you've got to have about this. And this is the cost of doing business, and it costs so much more not to. Now, Michelle, come on, you learned everything you're telling us. You learned it all the hard way, right? How much money have you wasted in all of that compared to trying to vet somebody properly? That's part of the problem too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's embarrassing to say the amount of money that I've lost. And again, it's not because I didn't try to do everything for free. I was willing to pay somebody who said they had the expertise. But I think at the end of the day, you can't just take somebody's word for it. You have to see, you know, either use this graph or go to this tool and let's run your, like all of the steps that you took us, you know, took me through. I mean, even the detailed project checklist to in each different category that we needed to cover, you were really explicit. Nobody else that I had worked with in the past even offered anything other than, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And even when I responded with an email that said, here are the things that are in scope with what we're going to pay, even then they're like, well, you know, they would tell me, oh, that's not in scope, even though they had agreed to it. And so they didn't have the proof in the pudding, so to speak, right? And you had the proof in the pudding. You could show me exactly what you were going to do, how we were going to do it, and the before and the after of what it looked like. And I think it just takes time to, you know, to get recommendations from people that have the experience, not just a Facebook group or Twitter tweet, oh, use this person, really to find somebody that can speak. Because now I can say, Mianna did this, Mianna did this, Mianna did this. Before, I could just say, well, this person said they were going to do this on my plugin.
Right. It's really hard to vet. If you're coming from a place where you know nothing, you've never gotten into the back end of your site. I work with a lot of folks who had a bunch of people come in, you know, sort of like you did, and it's like, I don't even know what they put in there. I just was totally hands off with it, let them decide, and I'm out of it. I don't have anything to do with it. I just keep throwing money at the problem. And, you know, they're worse off than people who do try to get a little bit of educated in how this is done and what this is, you know, because look, even if you have a great relationship with somebody, they could get hit by a bus and you may lose them and need to find somebody else to work with. Or you've got a VA that doesn't know anything about anything with websites. You know, they know how to update a plugin and that's about it. They're not qualified to do this kind of work. So I don't know if there's any way to save people from learning the hard way.
I don't think so either. And but I think if as a solopreneurs, if we are willing, we don't have to know how to build the Taj Mahal, but we do need to know what tools it takes to build the Taj Mahal, so that when we do have to hire a VA or when we do have to expand, when we go and we interview somebody and say, tell me what you know about X, if we know enough to know that they're just, you know, blowing wind at us, we can say, yeah, that's probably not who I want on my team. But if we can say, okay, they've hit these five key points because I know on the back end how that works, we can help to validate that they kind of know what they're talking about and they're probably who we want on our team.
Right.
That makes sense.
It does. And now you know enough about what's going on and where all the numbers are and things that even if you wanted to add another plug-in and you do it yourself, you know the impact and what to check.
It makes me think about, because there is a, I've changed up my mail subscription, so I'm actually going to have to remove two of my plugins once I get everything migrated over, and it makes you double think, like, oh, do I really want to add that plugin? What is it going to do? And, oh, crap, now I have to delete a plugin, and now is it going to really leave any orphans behind? And so it makes you more aware and conscious of what you actually are going to do on the back office of your WordPress.
Right, and that's why I have the loyalty program for the audits because, you know, I have folks who come back every 6 months or at least every year because security stuff changes, best plugins change, you know, different things like that. It just moves along. And we just need a checkup. Our hosts go bad, you know, ones that were working great are suddenly not working as well as they used to be. And so they come back for a loyalty audit, which costs far less because it's already clean and you've been keeping it clean, you know, all this time because now you're
right.
More aware. Now, let's talk about the kind of stuff you saw in the audits, like the screenshots and that kind of thing. When you first saw it before we had a chat, a lot of it is kind of geeky and you don't understand it. But after we had our chat, now you know what you're looking at too, right?
Right, right. And I don't know that I know all of it again. Like, I'm not super technical in that sense, but I know enough to go, oh yeah, that should be green, or that should spike up for good, or that's going to spike down, but that's okay because going down means it's better, you know. So although I don't need to know, you know, I don't need a PhD in all of this to make sure my stuff is running, I kind of have an associate's degree, so to speak, in understanding. So only meaning that I know the basics of what I need, but if I wanted to know more, you would have been willing to step me through it, right? I left knowing what I needed to know and felt like I had definitely spent every penny was well spent. I know that if I want to know
it.
More,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Getting educated is worth it.
Oh, yeah, and that's what made you different, was you took the time to make sure I was educated, where the others just went off in a vacuum and did it, and when I asked, they're like, well, I don't know, it just does it because it's always doing that, or I don't know, I just hacked away at it till it worked, and that doesn't teach me why, and then I can't turn that around and say, okay, it worked here this way, so I'm going to use that same rationale so that it's going to work this way over here. You taught me the rationale.
Mm-hmm. Now, we did have to send it off to my hack specialist, though, to do a deep cleaning on something, and that was a little bit more behind the curtain, but we knew exactly what he was going to do. Knowing how he did it wasn't the point. We knew exactly
right.
What it was that he was going to do, and that added a little time and a little extra cost to the process too, didn't it?
It did. It added more cost that I hadn't anticipated, but I knew, again, I knew as a business owner, I needed to invest that up front because we couldn't have gone any further until those cleanup things had happened, right? It's like fumigating your house. You have to leave your house to fumigate it in order for it to be safe for you to live in it again. And so, and because I had gained trust and integrity from you, I felt, you know, based on what we have done so far, that you were integrity that I knew that the person that you recommended, I was like, okay, she said I have to do this, I trust her, I believe in her, she's shown so far up until now, she's walking that walk, I paid the man and went off, and a couple days later it was all fixed and we were able to move on. And so because you are a person of integrity, the people that you surround yourself have that same level of an integrity. And so I guess that's what I'm trying to say, is that that trust circle was there because I had already trusted you.
He didn't have to show us everything he did, just tell us, you know, we knew what he was going to do and just turn him loose on it. But a lot of that, well, I think all of it was cleaning up what you paid these other folks to do. So you ended up having to pay for it twice, and it's much,
Yeah.
much more expensive on the back end to clean up than it was to get it that way in the first place. So you ended up paying
Exactly.
twice for that, right?
Right. You're right. And it's not an easy swipe of the card to swallow once, much less having to do it twice when you thought you were trusting other folks.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things of you think it costs a lot to hire a pro, wait till you hire an amateur.
Yeah, exactly. That you should make that your tagline.
Yeah, I think that would be, well, I'm doing my best. And I mean, you had even told me that my little book, you know, What Every Site Owner Should Know, was something you wish you had found a year ago, too. It would have saved you a lot.
Yeah, that free ebook is worth its weight in gold. In fact, I went digging for it because I had registered another URL. I hadn't hosted anywhere. I just wanted to save the URL. And I went back and stepped through that and said, okay, what am I going to do and how do I need to do this? Because I think, yeah, it would have – there's so many questions that you get asked when you try to register a domain or you try to host it, and we don't always know what it means and do we really need this box at $24 more a month, mm-hmm. or do we need this one at $17? And that book really kind of helped me understand better where to save my money. And oh, by the way, by saving it up front, when it's time to host that new URL, I'm going to come back to you to build all of the security and backup at the very beginning, Cloudflare, all of that stuff from the very get-go, and it will have saved me a ton of money right there just to do it, build that foundation first.
Right, and somebody like me who does it all the time, I can do it very quickly too, so it saves you even more, you know, in the
right.
time that you're not spending on it. And even we did that in the audit when you hired me to do some things. It's like, yes, you could delete all of these themes that you're not using, but I'm already in the site and it takes me 1 minute. You're not saving
right.
anything by taking the time to do it yourself, you know, not really. And so, you know, I've had fixes that were $11 because it just didn't take very long. It's very little to do, and they just needed
right.
me to, you know, do one or two little things that were code that they didn't feel comfortable with. And it was extreme little time because I'm so fast. I've already got all that together.
Right.
And I know it's going to, and I test it. And it's like
right.
$11 were done. You know, it doesn't have to be expensive. I've also had audits where people were able to do everything themselves. They just needed to know what to do, you know.
Right, right.
And with you and me, there were things that you did and things that I did, and we had a very methodical way of going through it.
And that process really, I mean, I'm a project manager by trade, coming out of, you know, 30 years of corporate America. And so to have a detailed plan that said step one, step two, and we're not doing step three until we agree step one and two are done, really took all the guesswork out of it. I didn't have to worry, oh, did I miss an email, or, you know, where is this or where is that? I mean, we had a shared Google Doc. You know, you had everything identified step by step in your process. If it was something I needed to do, you highlighted it. It was Michelle's responsibility to do this. I would update it, and you knew exactly where, if you were waiting on me or if I was waiting on you. And that right there saved a lot of time because I could focus on my business. I didn't have to constantly go back to my email or go back to,
right.
to you saying, hey, where are we?
Me too. Me too. You know, that goes both ways because, guys, some folks charge a ton of money for one reason. The project, the actual work doesn't take very long. All the emails to keep up with all that communication and whatever could take hours,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the actual work may only take 15 minutes. But if I don't get the information I need to be able to do the work and I have to send a ton of emails just to beg the information or to get you to do your part, you know, not you, Michelle, but, you know, a client's
right.
part of it, that I'm charging for all that admin time and my prices skyrocket just for people dragging their feet and making me a whipcracker
sure.
instead of doing the actual job. So, and that's true of design too. You know, designers sit there and twiddle their thumbs waiting on the clients all the time.
Right.
And so that's
And I think as a customer who comes to you, just be, you know, be aware that, you know, churning is expensive. And so if you need something, you're, you know, as a customer coming in, I wanted to make sure you had what you needed before you even wanted to ask me, because I didn't want to have to stop midstream and get you something, and I didn't want you to have to stop and charge me because you had to chase me down the street for 3 days.
Well, but you're a project manager, and you get that.
Yeah. So, you know, that would be the words of wisdom I would share with, you know, somebody listening here or another customer, is that, you know, because your system is proven and it's methodical, don't just look at the bullet that you're on today. Look at where you were and what you need in the future, because you could be trying to get that information that we know you're going to need in 2 days. So why wait for 2 days and keep that ball rolling? And then, you know,
right,
you'll want to work with us in the future because you know it's going to be easy to get the information from us.
Exactly. And you know, for people like me, designers, whatever, we're juggling multiple clients at a time.
Uh-huh.
And that really throws off a schedule. So I'm very much, you know, look, either get it to me or I'm going to have to take this off my plate. I'm not going to be a whipcracker. I'm not going to chase you down. The result is you're not going to get it done. I'm taking it off my plate.
Right. And
if you ever get back to me, we'll pick it back up, but I'm not going to hunt you down for this, you know.
Right.
So that's kind of the difference in me and a lot of other people too. Let's talk about the benefits that you saw immediately.
The benefits that I saw immediately were was just the processing speed of how fast things happen, right? So once the cleanup happened and we got rid of the plugins, you could see things speeding up. And then when you took the benchmark or the baseline test, you know, 3 or 4 seconds doesn't sound like a lot until you're sitting in front of your screen trying to wait for it to refresh. Then 3 seconds feels like an eternity. But when you see what that looks like at the beginning and then you clean it all up and you work your magic, and then we come on the back end and it went from 8 to 6 seconds, that's huge. And then when we move to the new host, and it went from 8 in the original baseline before the cleanup to like 4, that was like, whoa, that was worth its weight in gold right there, because as your subscriber base grows and more people are pounding on it, they need to be able to load those things faster. They're not going to stick by.
Right, and so basically we cut your load time in half.
Yeah.
That's huge. You know, and they say you've only got 7 seconds to get a hold of anybody. You know, on your say, you got to catch their attention. Well, do you really think they're going to take, you know, more than 7 seconds to even see anything?
No.
And so getting down into that 3 and 4 second thing is really good. And especially, like you said, with some of the things you had to take that performance hit, but it's worth it. And we were still able to keep you in that 3 and 4 second range, right?
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah, I was very happy with the changes in the speed.
Mm-hmm. What else do you have left to do? Because we finished with all of the stuff where we were in it together, but you've got a few things that you need to do on your end still, right?
Yeah, most of my stuff is related to branding, and like I said, I'm migrating who I'm using as my mail provider, so I'm going to have to do some cleanup in the plugins in the background like that. I'm one of the things that surprised me in a good way was that my images were not really the holdup, but I had optimized my image prior to me even loading them on WordPress. So,
yay!
I continue to do that. And
so your images are done, and now I think you've got SEOs, a few SEO things still
SEO is definitely something I want to focus on after my branding. I know it's probably something I need to do in tandem, but I want to make sure that the new brand and the new stuff is out there, and that way as I start to build content in my new niche, I will do the SEO pieces as I grow that, and so I think that will help evolve that. So that is the next thing. Is the SEO piece.
Right, and you're taking my SEO course to get a jump start on that to make sure that you catch right?
I will tell you, if your SEO course is anything like your Blab course, I will be very happy on the back end of that.
It very much is. So let's get down to the kind of advice, because, man, like I said, you paid your dues. You learned all of this the hard way. So you're properly vetting me for the worth that I am. You know, not to pat me on the back, but I'm saying you have a reason for being happy, you know, about this, because you know what the other is like. So what kind of advice would you give to site owners that you would have liked to have known?
First and foremost, do your research. Stop following the pack. You know, you can't just blindly follow somebody on Facebook because, you know, 17 other people said like. Don't be afraid to pay now, because you'll pay double on the back end, and I'm proof of that, right? Mm-hmm. So it's cheaper, you know, I always said it was cheaper to lock your doors and windows than it is to replace everything in your house once it's stolen. Mm. And so you cannot, well, I can't say you can't, but I will say it's extremely difficult once you've been hacked to repair your brand and your reputation once it's been tarnished. So it's a lot cheaper to pay that up front. And if that means you've got to eat rice for a week or stop your lattes, it is well worth the money to find out where you stand in your security and your site audit. Backup, again, we've talked a lot about backup through this session today. Not only do you need to make sure that it's working, but you need to make sure that you can restore it. And I'm thankful in the comfort of knowing that mine works. And then again, just find somebody who's reputable and who's knowledgeable. And, you know, Mayanna is my insurance. You know, you pay up front, hoping that you never need it on the back end, but you're sure thankful when you have your car insurance if you get into an accident. And I'm thankful that I've Mayanna's my insurance.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And Michelle, thank you so much for sharing this story, because, you know, people hearing it from me, it's not the same from hearing it from folks that they're like, you know, that have sites like theirs that have gone through the same things and
right.
are non-geeks. And what's important to you and all this and the peace of mind of it, it's really important for them to hear it from you.
Well, I appreciate that you took the time to make sure that we did this right. And I don't endorse a lot. I don't have a lot of affiliate relationships, and because I want to make sure that when I recommend somebody, that the integrity of what I, of the kind of quality of product and service that I have meets my integrity meter, and you meet and exceed that. So I appreciate you teaching me what I needed and making sure that I had a secure and backed up website, and I will continue to refer you, and I appreciate everything you did.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you to everyone for listening today. Jump on over to Blogate for the show notes and links that we mentioned here today, including the ones to Michelle's site. And to hear more site success interviews with site owners just like you. And you can subscribe directly to the Tip Tuesday podcast, where you'll get 10 minutes of power-packed weekly roundups of the best tips from me and around the net to help you create and maintain a successful site, plus all the news that week that I need to deliver to you.